what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, welcome to Monday, start of the work week. It's also the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. More on that later on. We will have a guest coming on up here in a second segment from the Oklahoma City Stockyards. Don't want to miss that. Please don't go nowhere. It's going to be fun. It's a great cause to what they're doing at the OKC Stockyards today. So more on that later. There's no use in me telling you that the humidity is high in your area this morning. I was looking on the humidity map a while ago, dew point humidity map, and it's basically 98 to 100% all over western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Well, let's check out some of the temperatures right now. It's 52 degrees at Slapout, 50 at Arnett, 52 at Butler, 54 at Hollis, 52 at Hober, 51 at Fort Cobb, and 50 at Hinton. Way up there in the northeastern part of the western part of Oklahoma, Cherokee, you're 51 degrees. So anyway, I'll have your long-range forecast coming up for you later on in the show. Meanwhile, let's see what's happening everywhere. Man, nothing crazy over the weekend. A little wet to do anything, be honest with you. Oh, I got my tractor home, finally. I got my tractor put back together, hooked onto the baler, and got it back to its home station there, West Carter. Got it going. It's ready to go. That wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to do to repair that lift cylinder on that three-point because, you know, them three-points have been on, that's a, what, a 4960, so it's basically a, what, 88, 90 model. I'm sure that pin, neither one of those pins had been out since it was born. Luckily me, I've had a few hydraulic leaks around there, so I guess it kept it pretty well lubricated. Got it going and got it home. Now I'm just waiting on it to dry out a little bit so I can finish planting wheat and amongst other things. Is anybody out there? The text line is wide open, 580-225-9697. Does anybody out there have a sure enough great way to catch gophers? Or not gophers, but badgers. If you don't know where their hole is there something you can, is there some kind of live trap that you can get with them? Man, them badgers are terrible this year. I don't know about you guys. I've heard a couple other guys complain about it. And, oh, I got a rant. I'm going to do this a couple times during the winter, so get used to it, because I've had people texting in over the last couple weeks, and, you know, farmers and ranchers started feeding hay again, and guess what? Along the highway and the county roads, there's getting to be some piles of wrap along the side, so please secure your wrap on your way to the dumpster. And I probably picked up 10 or 15 myself that wasn't mine. But anyway, please pick up your wrap. Figure out some way that you can put it on the back of your pickup. I'll tell you what I do. I got four or five bundles of wrap. I throw it on the back of the pickup, and I got a Dewey's bed, and I just fold it onto the inside a little bit and put that arm down on it until I get to a dumpster or burn pits. Easy way. Some guys wire a protein tub there next to their cake box on the back of their pickup, throw it in there and throw something heavy on it. But please be a good steward of the land and pick up your wrap, because it'll cost you money in the long run when the state or the counties are having to fix their mowers or whatever that gets wrapped around the bearing. So anyway, please do that for us, would you please? All right, let's see what's happening right now over the weekend. Last night, soybeans plunged in overnight trading as traders continue to digest Friday's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report. The USDA said in the report, it expects global production of soybeans at 391.2 million metric tons. That's up from the previous outlook of 390.5. Inventories are also forecasted at 102.7 million metric tons, and that's up from the prior projection of 102.2. Production in Brazil is seen at 152 million metric tons, up from 127 million tons a year ago. And in stockpiles in the world's largest exporter, it pegged 31.7 million tons. That's up a lot from last year, 23.8 million tons. Exports from Brazil are also forecasted at 89.5 million. That's up from 79.1 last year. Wheat futures, meanwhile, surged in overnight trading after the USDA lowered its forecast for global production and inventories from the previous month. Global wheat output is seen at 780.6 million metric tons. That's down from the prior outlook of 782.7 million. Inventories are projected at 267.3, and that's down from the forecast in November, 267.8. Corn also higher after the USDA said it expects global ending stocks at 298.4 million metric tons. That's down from 300.8 million tons forecasted last month. Soybean futures for January delivery dropped 19.5 pennies to $14.64 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $7.70 to $463.90 a short ton, while soy oil declined 0.58 to $59.43 a pound. Wheat futures for March delivery jumped 14 cents to $7.48 a bushel, while Kansas City wheat was up 11 cents to $8.44 a bushel. Corn for March delivery gained 5 cents to $6.49 a bushel. Pretty good. Anyway, let's see. Let's check out what the weather's doing in our agriculture belt. Winter weather is slamming the Central Plains as blizzards drop heavy snow and freezing rains across the region, according to the National Weather Service. In western South Dakota and western Nebraska, blizzard warnings will take effect starting at midnight tonight, running through Thursday morning. They're in for a long little spell there. Rain and a wintry mix will give away to snow from 5 to 12 inches and ice up to 0.2 inches, along with winds that are expected to gust up to 55 to 60 miles an hour. They keep that up there. Travel will be very difficult to impossible in western Nebraska. Widespread blowing snow with significantly reduced visibility, including whiteout conditions. Strong winds could result in tree and power line damage. An ice storm warning has been issued for most of eastern South Dakota, starting at noon today and lasting through tomorrow evening. The ice will likely cause tree damage and power outages is up to 0.4, almost a half inch of ice is expected. Man, they can have that. Winter warning will be also take effect in that area starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow and lasting through Thursday. Up to 8 inches of snow and wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour are in the forecast. All right, let's take a quick look at what the futures are doing as of right now. Let me give it an update. I brought that on about 40 minutes ago. December corn, 643, up 8. March is up 10 at 654. May's at 654. Soybeans, January, 1458. It's down 25. March is also down that much at 1463, and May is at 1468. Soybean meal, December, 454 even, down 17. January is 449.90, down 21. And soybean meal for March, 447.70, down almost 21. Hard red winter wheat, give or take. December is down 9. It's at 850. March is up 27. At 860. Oats are up December 354, March 341. Cotton, it's up a little bit, just hanging on there at 80 cents a pound for both March and May. Looks like oil's up slightly, still in the low 70s for West Texas Intermediate. Natural gas is back up to, man, that thing fluctuates a lot nowadays. It's almost $7 for January, and it was just almost $5 last Friday or Thursday. Don't remember. Anyway, we got that going on. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Happy Cap Hour. When you are a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you also get to be part of the many ways that cattlemen give back. The charitable arm of the OCA is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. The OCF distributes over $25,000 in scholarship each year, organizes internship programs, pays out the theft rewards, and has collected and paid over $1.5 million in natural disaster relief for wildfires and flooding. The OCA also hosts the annual WRCA-sanctioned ranch rodeo exclusively for Oklahoma ranch teams. Over $600,000 of the proceeds of this event has been given to the benefit of the Children's Hospital Foundation. It's always a great day to become a member. Go to OKCattlemen.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. Call Miss Lori at 580-273-5137. And if you'll get on our Facebook page or our KCO's website, you'll see I posted a deal on there today. They got that photo contest going, and tomorrow is the deadline. So if you want to check out everything about it, just go to our Facebook page or to our website at KCOFM.com, and you'll find out more about that. Well, when I come back, we'll have Mr. John Fort on here, and it's going to be interesting and fun. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farming is the greatest family business in America. It's teamwork between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Generation after generation of families working together to provide our local area with the food we need to live and grow our local economy. We owe a lot to our local farmers and ranchers. We're proud to be your bank. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 5th. 2,543 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 343 brought 230. 9 at 521 brought 216. 5 at 566 brought 185. 4 at 658 brought 163. 18 at 744 brought 181. 6 at 764 brought 175. 21 at 892 brought 169.50. 5 head of heifers at 280 brought 195. 3 at 453 brought 167. 9 at 515 brought 176. 6 at 541 brought 164. 7 at 731 brought 166. 8 at 983 brought 131. 6 at 1191 brought 115. Butcher cows were 20 to 89. Butcher bulls brought 25 to 98. Bred cows were 850 to 1250. Pairs brought 1425 to 1650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 $10,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here in their studio, it's 50.5 degrees. Humidity is 99%. I can't see the wind, but it looks like it's about 8 miles an hour. I honestly don't know what direction it is. There's a glare going on there. But currently joining me with on the show is Mr. John Fort. He is the senior chairman, vice chairman for the All-America Beef Battalion. And they sound like they're having a party up there at Oklahoma City Stockyards.
We are that.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, welcome to Today in Ag, Mr. John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. We've got a great day here in Oklahoma City at the Stockyard. We've got a great group of people. We're getting ready to have an auction. We've got a gentleman that's donated, I guess I don't even know if it's steer or heifer, but about a 7-8 weight, and then we'll do a rollover auction. This will be our 11th event that we've been able to hold here at the Stockyard. We've had tremendous support for our group, which is the All-American Beef Battalion.
Well, tell us a little bit what that battalion's all about.
Well, you want to know how it got started and what it is? Or
yes, sir. I want to know the whole story.
Okay, well.
The short version.
I understand. And I've got years and years of time. But the whole idea of the All-American Beef Battalion was a brainchild of Mr. Bill Brody, William Brody. And he was a superior livestock. He himself was a former Marine. Did two tours in... Well, he did, no, I'm sorry, one tour in Vietnam, but he came home with two Purple Hearts, and the second one, he lost his leg. And he was quite the guy, but he, Road Warrior, as most people know, is superior. They go all over, and basically in 2007, while he was running down the road, he got irritated at some of the negative media that was coming back for these young men and women that were serving our country. And he said, bullshit, we're not going to treat these kids the way I was treated when I came home. And he said, what better than to feed them a 16-amp, 18-ounce ribeye, all the sides, shake their hand, and say thank you for your service.
Oh, and, amen.
Yeah, amen. So he actually took it up the ladder with Superior, and they got the support, garnered it. And we actually set up, we're a 501c. We're 100% nonprofit, and there's nobody that volunteers that gets paid. So all the money goes towards serving our young men and women. Our mission statement is active returning, deploying wounded warriors and their family members. And we've been extremely blessed. So we actually set up our first event, which was April 26th of 2008 in Olathe, Kansas, for a group of National Guards that were being deployed to Iraq. And I, at the time, was not on the board, but I had cooking equipment. My partner and I had just put together some big smokers with Southern Prides with all kinds of equipment. Anyhow, they called me and they said, hey, would you be able to help us out with this? We're going to feed 450 National Guardsmen in Olathe. We're in Garden City, Kansas. That's a 5.5-hour drive. And I said, sure. Don't know how, but we'll get it done.
Yeah.
And we've been very, very fortunate and blessed, and we have charitable contributions that continue to come in, which Oklahoma Stockyard's been one of our best. It's the support, the swell of support that we have from central U.S. is just unbelievable for our military. And it means so much to these young men and women to go in, and they just said, why are you doing this? And we said, well, everybody should do this. This is for you. And so literally, we were mobile. My partner and I basically own 14 different trailers that we haul, and we've got smokers on them. From that 450, we've done them as large as 5,000 at one time. We've been very, very blessed and fortunate. We actually, as volunteers, probably 80% of what we do are on base. So it's a little ironic because you don't get a lot of public exposure because, you know, I've got to get clearances for all the people. I work to get clearances. Some people don't make it, but usually you get clearances. But, you know, and their hearts are in the right place, but, you know, wait a minute, your background check doesn't work. But anyhow, we've been very, very blessed. And actually,
I'd probably be one of those guys. Sorry.
No. I've got one of my buddies. I'm going, Jesus, somebody did a really good job taking your stuff. I don't know if you did that. But anyhow, no.
Well, what you're doing is so awesome. If you're just joining us, I have John Ford on here. He's a senior vice chairman for the All-American Beef Battalion. And what they do is they go around to military bases for the majority of the part, and for soldiers coming back to stateside and for wounded warriors and stuff like that, they go out and cook for them. Because I was on your website. To this date, yeah, the All-American Beef Battalion has served over 400,000 steaks in 26 different states.
Well, we'll finish 2022 in 28 states and a little over 430,000.
So, wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a lot of steaks.
We've been very, very blessed. I'd like to think we had a little impact positive for ribeyes. You'd be surprised at some of these young men and women that they look at it and they said, what's that? And said, that's a ribeye steak. And they have no idea. But one of the things that
we did. So what was their aftermath?
Well, we did a group in, where was it? Childress, South Dakota. And they were the military police. So there were some put-together people. But the record that I saw was one young man ate four ribeyes at 18 ounces. So that's not too shabby.
Well, you need to bring him down here to Amarillo for the 72-ouncer.
Yeah. Oh, I think he'd blow that away in a couple minutes. But he was still, he ate everything else, too. But
that's
crazy. We've been extremely blessed. And we've been to Camp Pendleton. We've had 4,500 Marines there. Gulf Fort, Mississippi, that was a 23-hour pull one way, and we've had 3,000 CVs that were being deployed. We've been to Washington, D.C., and that was pretty heart-wrenching. That was at Walter Reed, and we've had 450 of them there. And then we were honored.
I bet that was.
We were truly honored because they close off, at least at that particular time, they closed off like 8 blocks in on Pennsylvania Avenue. And we were asked to cook for the wounded warriors. And so we had all the branches of military, whether it's Marines, Navy, Air Force, Army, National Guard, and they were all cooking in competition. And it wasn't really fair because we were cooking steak and they were cooking chicken and pork and all that kind of stuff. But anyhow,
I guess you came in first.
We won.
I knew where you was going with that one.
Yeah. But the funny part is we've got this thing kind of down. I actually had a seasoning that I was making myself, and it pays to know people and meet people, but I was able to get that.